From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus. The chairman of the commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks says he'll continue to press for public testimony from Condoleezza Rice, President Bush's national security advisor. Several other prominent Republicans now agree, including former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Perle. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The issue of Rice's testimony before the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States has been a prickly topic this past week. The White House is not allowing Rice to testify publicly before the commission. It's citing the constitutional principle of separation of powers and the need to protect confidential executive discussions on national security. Rice has testified privately and not under oath to the commission. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Commission Chairman Thomas Kane said her testimony was very helpful.
We're very grateful for that. But we do feel unanimously as a commission that she should testify in public. We feel it's important to get her case out there. We recognize there are arguments having to do with separation of powers. We think in a tragedy of this magnitude that those kind of legal arguments are probably overridden. So we are going to accept, I believe, at least I would recommend to the commission accepting any testimony Dr. Rice gives us under any conditions, but we are still going to press and still believe unanimously as a commission that we should hear from her in public.
Kane said he wouldn't consider subpoenaing Rice. He said that wasn't the wisest move and that it probably wouldn't work, given the president's executive powers. Former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Perle told CNN that Rice would be wise to testify.
I think she would acquit herself well. She has nothing to conceal, nothing to hide. And there's a procedural and legal and precedential and constitutional issue here. Sometimes you have to set those aside because the circumstances require it. And I think she should probably go forward to the commission.
Rice has been high profile this week, defending the Bush administration on television and cable. She appeared on the breakfast shows of five channels the morning after former counterterrorism aide Richard Clark charged the Bush administration with soft-pedaling the threat of al-Qaeda before 9/11. Tonight, Rice will be on CBS's 60 Minutes, where Clark first made those charges. Republican Congressman Chris Shays of Connecticut, a member of the House Select Committee on Homeland Security, said he too believes Rice should testify in public.
She has to testify. I mean, if she's going to go out in front of the press and testify and then say she can't come before Congress or can't go before this commission, that's just foolish.
Today, Richard Clark, whose remarks and testimony have raised questions about Rice's performance, repeated his call for declassifying documents relating to the investigation of the 9/11 attacks. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Clark said he wanted Rice's private remarks to the commission declassified. He also once released a memo he says he gave Rice in January 2001, outlining a strategy to deal with al-Qaeda. Rice has said Clark gave her no such strategy, but Clark says his memo proposed
covert action to the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan, significantly increasing CIA funding, retaliating for the USS Cole, arming the Predator aircraft, going after terrorist fundraising.
Clark says the White House adopted that same plan 7 months later, just before the 9/11 attacks. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.